Melissa Walker Campbell is on the air.
Asking the questions you want to know.
With sports' biggest and best names. Dallas Mavericks head coach Rick Carlisle.
And one of the ways you get high percentage threes is to get offensive rebounds and toss them back out. And if we don't get those rebounds, they're going to get them and toss them back out. You know, rebounding is a massively important stat.
The fastest hour in radio.
Big names, big sports talk. The Big E Sports Show, hosted by Melissa Walker Campbell.
Here we go. The start of the NBA season is just around the corner, and for the Dallas Mavericks, they've had a high amount of turnover with their roster in the offseason. 8 new players, 3 which are rookies, but the good news is that one of those players filling the point guard position is former UCLA standout that led the Bruins to the Final Four 3 times, and he is entering in his 4th season in the NBA. Of course, we are talking about the young man. Hey, he's got a million-dollar smile, the point guard for the Dallas Mavericks, Darren Collison. And I thought, you know, what better way to find out more about Darren than we're going to visit with his former college coach, Ben Howland at UCLA. Coach, thank you so much for the time. I know it's a busy time of year. We appreciate you joining us.
Melissa, it's great to be with you. I'm excited to talk about Darren. He's one of my all-time favorite players and just did a great job during his 4 years at UCLA. And as you mentioned, he helped lead us to 3 straight Final Fours and was the integral part of all 3 of those teams. Just really proud of how he's conducted himself both on and off the floor as he's gone on to the NBA and really established himself as one of the very good point guards in the league.
And Coach Howland, what has made him so effective as he's taken his game to the next level in that point guard position? Because we've seen so much and we've heard so much about his athleticism. He's got that tremendous energy. I think watching him on game tape, he plays with his eyes wide open. He sees the floor extremely well. But also, what about that intangible? He's a coachable guy, isn't he?
He really is. You know, Darren is a very good shooter, number one. He really is an outstanding shooter. I think he's one of the top 2 free throw shooters in the history of UCLA basketball, but was a great 3-point shooter. He shot it really well in the NBA. You know, when he got his chance after Chris Paul got hurt during his rookie campaign and down in New Orleans, you know, for 2 months there during the season, he was one of the top players in the NBA, both in assists and points as a point guard. And, you know, so he can really, really pass the ball. He's a very good score player, and he's an outstanding defender. He can really pressure the ball. The thing I love about Darren is he's just so dedicated, so committed. He loves the game. Basketball is his life. You know, he got married summer before last, has a beautiful wife, just very focused on career and family. He loves being a Dallas Maverick, too. I talked to him not too long ago, and one of his favorite things is Coach, I have a card that gets me into the gym whenever I want, so if I want to go shoot at 2 in the morning, I can go there and shoot 2 in the morning. It's never a problem to get in the gym. This guy lives in the gym. He really loves the way that you know, Mark Cuban runs the organization. The players are treated with such first-class care. You know, everything that everybody knows in the basketball world about the Dallas Mavericks, it's run as well as any organization in all professional sport. And it's really, really an honor and a privilege from Darren's standpoint to be there representing and playing for the Dallas Mavericks.
Well, Coach Allen, I must share that Darren Collison certainly made quite an impression with Coach Carlisle and his staff, because when he signed with Dallas, he picked up the phone, he immediately requested game tape and ISOs on each of the players with Dallas just to have that familiarity, and he wants to know where their sweet spots are on the floor so he can get the ball up the floor and get it in their hands. I mean, you talk about a guy taking initiative.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, I mean, he's getting to play with one of the great players in the history of the game, and Nowitzki, who you can give him the ball anywhere, he's going to score it. He's very fortunate. I think O.J. Mayo is a great addition to their team. Obviously, Marion's back, and he's still one of the great defenders and athletes in the game. It's going to be an exciting year for the Mavericks, and I know Darren is thrilled to be there and to have this opportunity to play for the Mavericks, and I hope it turns out to be something that will be long-term.
Well, Ben, you talk about Darren Collison. He obviously has a very special place in your heart, but you've also got to feel good about your former player that he has the opportunity to play for one of the best coaches in the game and a guy that's won a world championship not only as a coach but also as a player. So he's going to be able to maximize Darren's strengths and minimize his weaknesses.
Now, Coach Carlisle is definitely one of the best coaches in the NBA. You know, when they won the championship 2 years ago, that was just a masterful job that he did during that season. You know, they lost some guys last year to free agency, and I know they're in a rebuilding mode right now. And I know that Mark Cuban knows how lucky he is to have Rick leading his organization as the coach. And he's both ends. He's a great offensive coach and really, really has a great feel for that end of the floor. And he's also an outstanding defensive coach and relates well with the players. He's a player's coach. So Darren's very fortunate to be playing for Coach Carlisle, and I know he's excited about that. And he loves to play. Darren just wants to be out on the floor and wants to compete and wants to he brings it every day, everything he's got. And as a coach, that's all you want from your players.
Well, I think, too, that he'll be able to make that transition because, you know, Coach Carlisle's system is based on efficient play and simplicity, and he's going to be able to read and react to what the defense has given him.
No question. And, you know, they run a lot of great stuff. And, you know, when you have a guy like Nowitzki to play with, it really takes a lot of pressure off a lot of the other players because he's so dangerous.
Ben Howland is with us this weekend on the Big E Sports Show. And I have to mention, you know, New Orleans had drafted Darren Collison back in 2009, and he had the opportunity to learn from one of the best point guards in all of the NBA, and that, of course, is Chris Paul. And he learned how to, you know, to manage the game, to control himself within the game. Can you expound a little bit on that?
Yeah, well, obviously, Chris is one of the great players in the NBA currently and a part of the USA basketball team that won the gold medal this summer. We get a chance to see him every night here in L.A. with the Clippers, and you know, he's really special. And I think Darren, though, is really a student of the game, and you know, he's going to do whatever Coach Carlisle asks. So one thing that Darren does, as well as anybody in that league, is at the other end of the game, you know, on defense, he's so good at pressuring the ball. When you go back and look at what they did in the playoffs, Indiana, this past year, he did a great job pressuring the ball and getting after people defensively and, you know, creating havoc with his ability to, you know, really, really pressure and anticipate. So I think that's going to be a real big plus for the Mavericks is to have a point guard who can really cause havoc with the other team's point guard by pressuring him and trying to take him out of his game.
Yes, he's a tremendous defensive player, but what would you say to him as a player when you're coming into a system with so many new faces and you're trying to build that cohesiveness and that chemistry? He's got to get to know those teammates, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does, and that's going to take a little time, and I think that I'm sure the coaching staff, you know, they all understand that. They've got a very new group, and yeah, I'm sure it's very exciting at the same time. You know, should be a lot of fun. You know, the bottom line is he just has to, you know, do whatever Coach Carlisle tells him to do, and, you know, that's all he really needs to do, just trust in what Coach Carlisle is telling him to do and try to execute that to the best of his ability, and everything else will take care of itself.
Ben Howland is with us this weekend on the Big E Sports Show. We know him well, UCLA's men's basketball coach, and we are shining the spotlight on Darren Collison, who was just an outstanding point guard for him there. And what is it about UCLA? You guys just continue to, you know, bring so many terrific players to the NBA level. You've got 15 right now that are playing in the NBA, and of course we think of Russell Westbrook with the Oklahoma City Thunder, Kevin Love. The list goes on and on.
Yeah, we've been very fortunate. I've been very fortunate to coach a lot of great players here at UCLA, and this is you know, one of the great traditional programs in the history of college basketball at UCLA that's had the most pros, actually, in the history of the NBA from one school. And, you know, we've been very fortunate to have great kids, and we're excited about all the players in the NBA from UCLA, and we're excited about the upcoming season. We're actually playing Rick Barnes and his outstanding program.
Oh, yeah.
In a game down in Houston this coming
December.
In December. And that'll be a real challenge for us. He's got a very good team. with a lot of really good young players, and we're very young. We're a team that has four freshmen that are all expected to play considerable minutes, so that should be exciting for us as we move forward.
You guys had a terrific summer together as well, as I understand. You went to China, is that right?
Yeah, it was a great experience. We took our team to China, and we were over there for a week. We played three games. We played against Yao Ming's professional team the last game, the Shanghai Sharks.
Oh, yeah.
Meet Yao Ming, who's just a great guy, and that was a great experience. But the cultural experience of taking our team to Beijing and Shanghai and to see a different culture and to experience the way that the Chinese live, and you know, which is such a huge economic power now in this global economy, was really a great experience for our players, and they really loved it. They were talking about it for the last month after we returned back. We went to late August and got back the 29th of August, so you know, less than 5 weeks ago. It was really, really a good experience.
Coach Howland, many thanks for dropping by. We certainly enjoyed hearing about Darren Collison, and good luck this season.
Thank you very much.
Around here, a person is honor-bound by their word, and the way to earn a person's trust is through action. Action that reflects character, honesty, principle, and a commitment to community. We're Pinnacle Bank, and we're dedicated to serving unique banking needs and working hard to deposit back into our communities. Not because we have to, but because it's the right thing to do. Upright and loyal, that's the Texas way. And at Pinnacle Bank, we think that's the way banking should be. Visit us online at PINNBANKTX.com. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Hi folks, Elissa Walker Campbell here to tell you about our good friends at Mercer Well Service, who pride themselves on integrity, leadership, and complete customer satisfaction in the oil and gas industry. They truly understand what it takes to be successful. In fact, they've been providing outstanding completion and workover rig services for over 50 years. One of the key components and reasons that they have been able to have such longevity is their exceptional staff and experienced personnel to assist you 24 hours, 7 days a week. Mercer Well Service also provides a full line of completion and workover rig services that include 158 rigs and have 25 swab units. Did you know that Mercer Well Service yard locations include Cleburne, Jacksboro, Kilgore, Whitesboro, and Sweetwater, Texas, among many others? And they are equipped with mud pumps, mud tanks, hydraulic catwalks, pipe racks, and rig supervisors. Why not give them a call today at 940-668-5147. Mercer Well Service. Call them at 940-668-5147.
The Big E Sports Show with host Elissa Walker-Campbell just got bigger. Featuring former defensive star and three-time national champion at Nebraska and NFL player Jason Peter. Jason Peter under the helmet. With Jason Peter on the Big E Sports Show with host Elissa Walker-Campbell.
Elissa Walker-Campbell, we are so glad you're along with us this weekend on the Big E Sports Show, and we're getting ready to talk to Jason Peter with our weekly Under the Helmet segment up there in Lincoln, Nebraska. We were up there last weekend, and Jason, my goodness, it was an incredible event, and I just want to send out a congratulations to you from start to finish. It went very, very well.
Well, thank you, Elissa. I'm obviously thrilled that you and your family could make it again. Always look forward to you coming up to this part of the country, but it was successful. I don't know the exact amount raised, but just from the turnout on Thursday and Friday, you saw kind of how tight that room was. We were at maximum capacity, so I've already spoken with the kind of the upper people at the club, saying if we're going to do it again, we'll probably have to do one of those big tents or something in order to get people in there. Because at the end, we had to turn away six or seven foursomes, which obviously in this type of charitable type of event, you don't ever want to have to turn anybody away. But it was a great time. Obviously, things can't be that bad when you're doing it with Larry the Cable Guy. So he always finds a way to make people laugh.
Yes, he does. And there were so many highlights. I have to tell you, even going back to the live and the silent auction, that was terrific. There were some great items. I was bidding like crazy. I wanted that Steve Owens jersey, you know, our 69 Heisman winner.
Yeah, well, we not only had that, the Bosworth jersey
I saw that
was drawing a lot of interest. And I thought you were going to be all over that Saturday Night Live package. I was just shocked that the past couple of years it was around 9,000, 10,000. I think someone walked away with it for just under $4,000.
They got an absolute steal. And I'll tell you why, you know, a little bit of self-control is we wanted that Cabela's duck hunting trip. And so I know my little man, Steven, he's waving that flag and he was getting a little crazy with it. And then, you know, Dad said, "Now just calm down here." But we are excited that we're going to be headed up to Sydney, Nebraska for a wonderful hunting excursion. That's going to be great.
Yeah, I've already been coerced into going. So it will be my first time hunting. I have never, whether it's deer or pheasant or duck, I've never shot a gun at an animal. So it'll be interesting.
Well, my hubby will take great care of you. And just one more quick thing as I reflect back on last weekend, the Jason Peter All For Get Her Done Foundation. I was so impressed, and some of our friends came up from Dallas with your speaker, Trev Alberts, who, of course, is the athletic director at the University of Nebraska, Omaha, just gave a powerful speech. And you know what? I said, how many times do you hear an athletic director quote scripture from the Bible? I just was so impressed with that. And what a tremendous role model he is for our young men and women.
Yeah. For me, when I introduced him, I was going back to 1993 when I was a redshirt freshman and he was a senior, and he was the guy that I looked up to. He was kind of that model of the student athlete. He excelled in both on the field and off. Is a handsome, charismatic type guy, and just draws people's attention. And it was a no-brainer, I guess, when UNO talked about hiring him. And I know that there was a lot of talk about hopefully him coming to the university and maybe taking over for Tom Osborne, but maybe down the road that will happen. I just think so highly of Trev. He's just one of those guys that when he said he would do it, I was just through the roof with excitement.
And as I understand, some big news there in Lincoln, Nebraska. They did hire a new athletic director. Tom Osborne is retiring. When does he step down?
The end of the year he will step down, and they hired the University of Miami's athletic director,
okay,
John Eichhorst, who has Wisconsin ties. I know I believe he grew up in Wisconsin and spent some time at the University of Wisconsin under Barry Alvarez. So he's used to big-time football programs. Obviously, being at Miami, I'm sure he's had to deal with a whole lot of issues off the field, unfortunately. But like I said, I was hoping that Trev would get that job. But we'll see what happens with this guy. He gets a clean slate, I think, from Nebraska fans, and now it's kind of up to him. I just hope he realizes the shoes that he's filling here taking over for Dr. Tom Osborne.
Well, we are glad you're with us this weekend on the Big E Sports Show. We want to direct you to our radio website. That is eradiosports.com. And our segment is being powered by our good friends at Mercer Well Service. They bring Jason Peter on our program each and every week. And I know this is a big weekend in college football. Let's talk about your Nebraska Cornhuskers. Right now in the rankings, they are 21st, and they are taking on Ohio State, a team that is unblemished. And they've kind of been the surprise team, would you say, in the Big Ten Conference.
They have, just because it's Urban Meyer's first year, I think. I don't know if people maybe expected them, or maybe people just aren't really thinking about them because they're not eligible for the Big Ten championship game. They're not eligible for the postseason. So, that I think probably has kept people from talking a whole lot about Ohio State, but in what is arguably the worst BCS conference in America right now, the Big Ten, they are, I guess, the one kind of shining hope, I guess, and it's unfortunate because they're a team that's on probation, but you know, we'll see what happens. I mean, they have a very talented quarterback there in Braxton Miller. Urban Meyer said numerous times that he's the best athlete that he's ever had at the quarterback position. And obviously, I'm sure the people down in Gainesville maybe didn't appreciate that. And he had to kind of clarify some of the statements that he made. You know, not saying that Braxton Miller was a better quarterback than what Tim Tebow did, but he's the best athlete that he's had at quarterback. And Nebraska fans remember what this guy can do because he came into Lincoln last year as a true freshman. And up until the point where he got hurt, I believe it was the beginning of the third quarter, I think Nebraska was down 21 points. 21 points, and ultimately was the biggest comeback win in Nebraska school history. But that all took place after Braxton Miller went down with I think it was an ankle or a knee. So knowing what he did last year against us as a freshman, where he probably didn't even know half of the plays, now obviously more experience under his belt, I think Urban Meyer has kind of kept the wraps on him a little bit. I don't know if he's really unleashed him. I imagine on Saturday night it will be full go for Braxton and the offense. And if he's going to pick up some yardage with those legs, then he's going to go. He's going to run and tuck that ball. And, you know, I'm looking forward to this game because Nebraska fans are pretty high on themselves right now. They've forgotten all about the 660 yards or whatever it was that they gave up out at the Rose Bowl against UCLA. Now beating Wisconsin by three, Nebraska fans have forgotten about that kind of beating they took out there. So, you know, hopefully they kind of, I guess, limit their expectations maybe a little bit just because Wisconsin is not the greatest football team in the country this year. They're not even close to one of the better football teams in the Big Ten. They've got such issues up in Madison that I don't even know where to put this victory that Nebraska just had. I mean, they were down, 17 points or something, and it ended up being the second largest comeback history or something in Nebraska school history. So they needed kind of the ball to bounce their way a few times, a couple fumbles that didn't get away, and they end up pulling out the victory. But now I think people are getting the Wisconsin of the past 3-4 years confused with the Wisconsin of this year. And I think this is a bad, bad Wisconsin team, but only time will tell.
We are quickly running out of time. Jason, what is your assessment so far, 5 games in for Nebraska? They're 4-1 right now, as you were talking about, you know, a terrific quarterback that they have. But are you pleased with how they are progressing week to week?
I think offensively, I think this team can be pretty good. I think the stable of running backs that Tim Beck, the offense coordinator, has, maybe one of the best groups in school history. They have Rex Burkhead, Amir Abdullah, Braylon Hurd is kind of this real speedy type back, and then they have a freshman, Amani Cross, who is a big kind of bruising tailback, and then they have a bunch of good receivers. And Taylor Martinez still, for me, is the big question mark on offense because for as much as he's improved, he still throws about 4 to 6 balls every game that either go through the hands of the defender or they are just so bad, to steal a phrase that the Wisconsin defensive end used prior to the Nebraska game, which ultimately Brett Bielema suspended him for. He said, Taylor Martinez looks like he's skipping rocks out there. And I applaud Bielema for suspending the kid for like the first quarter of the game or whatever it was. But it's true. I mean, he just he reverts back to kind of the way that he throws, he used to throw the ball. And unfortunately, this day and age, you throw one or two bad balls that are picked off, you know, it could cost you the football game. So he's still, in my eyes, he's a liability out there. He hasn't convinced me 100%. And the offensive line needs to clean things up. But the problems for me, they lie on the defensive side of things. And that defensive front is just, you know, they're not very good. They were able to get their act together for about the last quarter of the Wisconsin game, where they made a few plays, a few tackles for losses, and they kind of made a lot of people forget about how poorly they've been playing up to this point. But, you know, they've got a kid in Eric Martin who is a converted linebacker who they've now put down at defensive end, and he can kind of get to the quarterback and apply some pressure, so that helps. But I don't think the linebacking core is very good. I think the secondary is probably the best part of the defense, but they have a lot still, in my eyes, to prove. And plus, now they're facing a mobile quarterback. And Bo Kleene, for whatever the reason, he has issues. He's not been able to figure out the master plan of how to control a mobile quarterback. And obviously last year's game against Ohio State is evidence of that.
Jason, Peter with us just about two more minutes this weekend on the Big E Sports Show. You want to hear this entire interview at eradiosports.com. And Jason, let's move on out of the Big Ten Conference. And convince me that Oklahoma is going to win this weekend against the Texas Tech Red Raiders. They are undefeated right now, second in the Big 12 Conference. But my Sooners 2-1, and it just seems like, I don't know, a little bit of a sinking ship. Help me, Jay.
So disappointed. I can't help you here, Alyssa. I want to so bad, but man, was I disappointed with what happened against Kansas State. And I understand Bill Snyder, and 9 out of 10 times he's going to outcoach the guy on the other side of the field, and I think that's what happened. I think Landry Jones had one of those games that people raise the question about him, you know, the consistency factor. Can he win the big game? And to have Kansas State come in and win in Norman was just, it was shocking to me. But, you know, with Texas Tech, I see them being able to win this football game. I'm not buying into the number one defense in the country statistically or whatever Texas Tech is. I think, you know, kind of their games up to this point haven't really put a lot of pressure on the defense. I think Big Game Bob, he hopefully finds his mojo here, and I think Oklahoma kind of gets back on track against Texas Tech.
Well, I hope they do get back on track, and we will keep our eyes on that. And Jason, we look forward to catching up next week. Of course, that's been Jason Peter with our weekly Under the Helmet segment. Thank you, Jason.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. We're going to step aside. Much more straight ahead this weekend on the Big E Sports Show.